started, please. We are continuing the afternoon session of the Portland City Council. This is November 29th. Colleagues, today's session is going to be a continuation of the Central City 2035 matter. The Central City will be the first amendment to the new comprehensive plan. Before we get into all of that, there was one item that we deferred from this morning due to a lack of time that is directly related to this afternoon hearing. So we're going to treat it a little bit differently. I would ask Carla that we read 1259, have staff present. We'll take testimony on 1259. We'll pass that ordinance, I presume. I'll keep some suspense in the room for you. And then we'll go on to the rest of the agenda. So if you could call the roll first, please.
Oh, I got it.
You Daly.
Aye. Wait, here. What are we doing?
You know, we don't need to do this because we just recessed. So never mind. I know who's here. I can see, and there we are on TV in all of our living glory. Could you read item 1259, please?
Yes. Delay effective date of Portland's 2035 comprehensive plan and implementing measures from January 1, 2018 to May 23, 2018 to allow more time for state review and approval.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You may recall, or at least many of you will recall, in 2016, the council adopted probably the most significant update to the comprehensive plan in a generation. I should just start by saying my name is Eric Engstrom with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. The plan was originally slated to take effect on January 1 of the coming year. This brief additional delay is necessary to resolve several objections to the plan at the state level. DLCD has been working diligently to review the adopted plan, and we're going to talk about a short delay, but it's a consequence of objections being filed, not there, not any delay in the state review process. The ordinance that we're going to look at has the effect of delaying the implementation date a few months. We received this afternoon a request from BDS to further amend this ordinance to replace May 23rd, 2018 with May 24th at 1 p.m. on 2018. So that's one further amendment you'll have to consider today. Many of you will recall that the comp plan includes new land use goals and policies, updated land use maps, new zoning designations, a new public involvement plan, and a major refresh of the city's capital facilities plans, including the transportation system plan. So these are the things being delayed. The original effective date was designed for the state of Oregon to allow enough time for them to acknowledge the plan. And under state land use law, the state must periodically review and re-acknowledge our comprehensive plan, and this is referred to as periodic review. The state process allows an opportunity for people who participated in our local planning effort to object to that plan. The state then reviews those objections and issues an order from DLCD, and we actually expect that order this month on the plan. The state process gives a further opportunity for objectors to request a hearing before the State Land Conservation and Development Commission, and their next meeting where that would be considered is in March of 2018. And so this request allows enough time for that LCDC hearing that we anticipate to happen to play out. We expect some percentage of the objectors to the plan to ask for that hearing. This delay would have some impact on development activity in the pipeline, projects waiting for the new zoning that will go into effect. That said, we're recommending that we do make this slight delay because it simplifies the development review process. Should we implement the plan prior to state acknowledgement, the state imposes some additional hurdles on the planning process that BDS administers, which would complicate development review. And so to keep things simple, that short delay to allow the state process to reach its conclusion is what we recommend. We changed a couple things in this ordinance. We made it an emergency ordinance because it has to take effect before January. We changed the ordinance to allow the Title III amendments that create the new Community Involvement Committee to take effect on January 1 so that we can recruit and populate that committee and get it up and running before the plan actually takes effect so they're ready to run. And then we added language to disclose the possibility that we could come back to you optimistically if we resolve those objections early. We could come back to you and request to accelerate the effective date. We just wanted folks to know that that was still a possibility. And then this latest amendment is to select a more precise implementation time of May 24th at 1 p.m., and that was driven by BDS because the permit center will be closed on Thursday afternoons, and that just makes it simpler for them. On that same day, we're going to be bringing back some technical corrections to you to adopt to clarify how the things like the noise ordinance and the sign code and the tree code and the inclusionary housing code apply to the new zones that are going to take effect that day. And we don't want to create an awkward situation where there's a time where people can submit permits before those clarifications have taken effect. And so we wanted to take advantage of the day that the permit center is already closed to have you consider those and have the effective date occur.
Commissioner Fritz.
So why don't you do it 5 o'clock on a Friday so you'd have the whole weekend?
Because we need some time after it's effective when council is in session for you to consider those final clarifying amendments to it. And we can't have you do that until it's actually in effect for legal reasons.
So we would hear those at 2 o'clock on the 24th?
We've reserved some time on the 24th to have you consider the final vote on those amendments, which we should be bringing to you, I would imagine, in February or March for a first reading.
Thank you.
Very good.
What happens if somebody gets... what time does the BDS close?
I believe that they're closed the afternoon.
They stop. They shut up shop at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And do they have any kind of... if you're in line, you get to be seen or not?
I would have to defer that to the BDS staff.
I'm not sure we want to signal this publicly.
Well, I'm thinking about this because we once, at my suggestion, said that instead of having a deadline being at 5 o'clock on a Friday, why not make it 8 o'clock in the morning on the Monday because the staff were not going to look at it over the weekend, whereas the community would be able to do that. Well, then somebody showed up at 3 a.m. asking to on the Monday morning asking to be able to submit their comments, which obviously the security guard was there. So I'm just... giving that example of a... have you looked at all the possibilities to make sure that it's as foolproof as, or as most capable of preventing the problems that you're trying to avoid?
We have not looked at that possibility, but we certainly can.
Thanks.
So you're offering up or proposing two amendments. The first is the May 24th at 1 p.m. and all of the parallel code, and you're also requesting an amendment to make this an emergency action.
So there's a substitute ordinance. So first...
It is a substitute that takes care of all of these items.
No. So first there's a substitute ordinance that was in your packet, so you would move and vote on the substitute.
Hold 1 sec. I move the substitute, Mayor.
Second,
we have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Call the roll.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Substitute's adopted.
And then there are amendments that were introduced today.
I move the package of amendments, Mayor.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Is there any further discussion?
Just to clarify, basically the amendment is to substitute wherever it says May 23rd, 2018, to say May 24th, 2018 at 1 p.m.
1 p.m., correct. And you've given us the language, which will enter into the record. Call the roll.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The substitute is amended. Is there any public testimony on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Anybody want to testify on this item? Seeing nothing, call the roll on the main motion.
Udaly.
I want to thank you for adding the bit about early implementation, if possible, because we are concerned about delays for development projects that are already in the pipeline. With that in mind, I vote aye.
Fritz.
Glad you've been thinking this through. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. So now that we've gotten that preliminary work out of the way,